Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you started your business, or maybe you purchased your business, and you knew everything about your business. You did everything. You sold the product or service. You delivered it. You did the accounting. You stayed up nights, and you did all of the paperwork. You did everything, and you knew everything about your business. But time moves on. Your business has grown, and all of a sudden, you've lost touch with everything that's happening in your business. And because you are a entrepreneur and because you are a small business person, which means you could be doing $500,000 or $5 million, $10 million in business, you pretty much have lost touch with what's going on. And you wanted to go into business to do what you wanted to do without someone telling you what to do. And those pesky financial statements that are just a bunch of numbers, and those reports that people are sending you that you don't pay much attention to. Well, if you really want to make money, you really need to understand those. You know, you need to have the business in your head. You need to study those financial reports. You need to really understand what your percentage of labor is, what your percentage of product is. You need to understand what your direct costs are. You need to understand everything so you can just see it right in your head so that you know you don't even have to look, refer back to your financial statement because you've studied it. You've torn it inside out. You know exactly what's in it. And that's how you make money. Now picture this. You'll see an advertisement, a public service commercial on television from the water company, and it says, "You must fix that leaky faucet that's dripping, because when that leaky faucet drips at the end of the year, it's many thousands of gallons of water that are just wasted." Or if you have a sprinkler system, make sure that your sprinklers are aimed in the right direction, because it's just many thousands of gallons of wasted water. But if you don't have your business in your head, you don't understand what every single department is doing, if you're not studying your business, if you don't know that financial statement, if you don't know that sales are off this year or our percentage of purchasing product is too high and we haven't raised our prices, it's the same kind of thing. Your departments will just drip, drip, drip loss. And at the end of the year, you'll be shocked and surprised about how much money you've lost. And you'll go, how did this happen? What happened? Because you weren't paying attention. So you have to pay attention to the global position of your business. You have to pay attention to the entire business. But then in your head, you have to break it down and you have to say, what's going on in each department? What's going on in prospecting, sales, marketing, manufacturing, shipping? What's happening in my IT department? If you don't know what's going on in every single department, that drip, 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 and that particular department of the loss or the inactivity or the not reaching their goals will show up at the end of the year. So it's important to become a student of business and understand business and study business, but it's important to become a student of your business. What do you know about your business? Do you know everything that you need to know? Are you constantly looking at it and saying, this is what we need to improve upon, this is what we need to do? I understand this department's doing well. I can understand it. I see the emails. I see the flow of activity. Oh, this department's not doing well. I need to jump in and find out why. Is it a sales problem? Is it an employee problem? Is it a marketing problem? You need to relate to the business, every part of your business. And the bigger your business gets, the more you need to understand what it's doing and what the tendencies are, what the trends are for the moment. And you need to understand how to get your employees to be very effective in that particular department, and you need to understand exactly what you need to do. So you need to run a business, and whether it's a big business or whether it's a small business, you need to run it like it is a small business from this point of view, that you know what's going on. Yes, trust your people. Have your people in place, your key people, but your key people have to have goals. They have to report to you. They have to let you know what's happening, what's working and what's not working, because how can you fix it if you don't know? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.